This is an RNZ podcast.
Another thing exercising News Hub's Duncan Garner was a plan he said National had hatched to boost its chances in the upcoming election.
There's talk they're about to set up a Christian party led by MP, List MP Alfred Naira, who simply drive across town and set up shop in Botany. And he'd win that because National would stand aside. You see, and there we have it. They might, Christian party, what, gets 2%, gets 3 MPs, and there could possibly be a government. That's how it all works. You see the add-ons.
And Duncan Garner wasn't the only one who reckoned that this freshly proposed Christian party could change the numbers and even change the government. And sitting across the table in his studio that morning was National MP Judith Collins.
Judith, I have to start with you.
Oh, why not?
Is this the first you've heard of this Christian party idea?
Well, yes. as in quite all of this rumour and speculation.
Now, if all this really was news to Judith Collins, she must have been reading the New Zealand Herald with her eyes closed. Prospect of Alfred Naro forming a Christian political party allied to National occupied the paper's entire front page. It was an exclusive story by Barry Soper of News Talk ZB, and it certainly fired up the rest of the media too.
News Talk ZB's political editor Barry Soper is with me. Barry, you've written a great story for the front page of the Herald today about Alfred Naro. Is he National's saviour?
Well, who knows? He could well be.
Now, it feels like we've been here before, quite recently. A blue-green party was floated in February, and it prompted plenty of media discussion and speculation that National would gift this new party a safe seat to help unseat the Labour-led government. The story ran hot at the time, but since then, it's gone very cold. So much so that when it released policy details earlier this month for the first time, none of the media reported on that at all. Now, at the time, there was also the suspicion that the idea had been planted in the media by National to gauge whether people would respond to the idea of a blue-green party after hearing about it in the news. And the suggestion that all this was playing out again this week irritated Barry Soper.
This has been talked about behind the scenes in the National Party now for some weeks. And I heard a political scientist today saying, oh, the National Party plants these stories and then sees how it goes in public. Well, I can tell him that it wasn't planted, the story at all. He may be unaware that journalists actually go around and talk to people and start digging a bit, and that's how these stories come into being.
Now, that political scientist he wouldn't name there was the media-friendly Dr. Bryce Edwards from Victoria University of Wellington. But if he disputed the provenance of the Alfred Naro party story, Bryce Edwards was on exactly the same page as Barry Soper about its possible impact.
Lots of hurdles to get over, but we could be looking today at something that ends up having a big impact on next year's general election campaign and the outcome of next year's, or who becomes government.
Yeah.
Because as we know, after 2.5 decades of MMP, you need coalition partners.
And Bryce Edwards also agreed with Barry Soper about Alfred Naro as a viable leader.
And this isn't Brian Tamaki, you know, this isn't Colin Craig even, this is quite a respectable, solid National Party, you know, former cabinet minister. Nairo is actually, you know, someone that I think National will be able to trust as being, you know, not going a bit crazy.
Now there, Bryce Edwards was also echoing Barry Soper, who said that while Christian parties have come close to getting into Parliament in the past, their leaders have been liabilities.
The leaders of Christian parties have been bits of oddballs until now. When you talk about Christian parties, they are conservatives. Now, Alfred Naro is a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very level-headed sort of a chap, former pastor, religious pastor. You know, it would be ideal. And what a constituency.
That constituency being the Botany electorate, currently containing many Christian voters and represented by MP gone rogue Jamie Lee Ross, who National desperately wants to unseat. Now, as you heard there, Heather Duplessy-Allen on News Talk ZB agreed with her husband Barry Soper, and in her Herald on Sunday column last weekend, she said Alfred Naro was perfect as a leader and even a bit hot.
He's already in Parliament as a National MP. He's hardly put a foot wrong in 8 years in the place. He's even had some experience as a minister. What's more, he's a likeable, friendly, good-looking guy. What more could you ask for?
But not putting a foot wrong in 8 years in Parliament is a bit generous. 2 years earlier, almost to the day, Alfred Naro put his foot in it in a big way as the former government's assistant minister of housing, when he appeared to suggest that those who criticise his government might find it hard to get public money in the future. And TVNZ News ran a startling clip of Alfred Naro singling out the Salvation Army.
There's a man called Alan Johnson from the Salvation Army. He told me that he was part of the architect of all the media campaign around homelessness. Alan didn't know about half the things that we were doing.
And those weren't off-the-cuff barbs at a Christian agency that was a core partner in the government's plans for social housing, as TVNZ's Katie Bradford pointed out at the time.
They were part of a presentation to that conference. He had slideshows. He knew what he was talking about.
On RNZ's 9 to Noon the next day, pundit Stephen Mills said it was possibly the first time that a charity had been apparently threatened by a minister via PowerPoint. And on the same show, right-leaning pundit Matthew Hooton was even more blunt.
Oh, I just think he should have been sacked straight away.
For
boasting and alleging that he behaves in a way that is against the law.
2 years on, just a day after being talked up as a safe pair of hands in the media, Alfred Naro was under fire for endorsing a social media post describing abortion as a Holocaust. Alfred Naro is also part Jewish and a staunch Zionist. In a video campaign called I Am a Zionist, he says this in a YouTube video.
There is no stronger case than the Jews in proving their connection for over 3,000 years to the ancestral homeland through archaeology, genetic studies, and historical and biblical texts that confirm that Judea and Samaria are their Jewish homelands. I am a Zionist because I am also a Christian, and my faith has me believe in upholding the nation of Israel and the Jews as God's chosen people.
Now, Judea and Samaria are also known as the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The international community broadly considers Israeli settlements in the West Bank illegal under international law, though Israel disputes this. Alfred Naro was also a cabinet minister when a New Zealand-sponsored Security Council resolution demanded that Israel must immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem, and said that Israel's settlements have no legal validity and constitute a flagrant violation under international law. Now, so far, Alfred Naro himself has only said he's thinking about forming a new political party. But on his regular weekly interview on RNZ's Morning Report, National leader Simon Bridges faced many questions about that last Tuesday.
We've had similar parties actually do 4.7%, 4% under Colin Craig. And so there is certainly, you know, if you want to put it in this way, a gap in the market.
However, Simon Bridges and Alfred Naro have said nothing about what a new party might want if it found itself in government. What would Simon Bridges concede on issues that are touchstones for those conservative Christian voters, like abortion and euthanasia? Well, Simon Bridges told Morning Report it wasn't a big deal.
Actually, what we've just seen in Australia, what ScoMo called the quiet Australians, they're here in New Zealand too. All they really want from a government is a strong economy, good public services, and for us to get out of the way and let them get on with their families. And that's what drives me, not these moral, to use your words, quote, conservative issues.
But there are all sorts of ways in which moral issues close to the heart of a religious party supporting a coalition government could intersect with core public services. Now, possibly sensing the same gap in the political market Simon Bridges was talking about, on Thursday, Destiny Church's Brian Tamaki announced a new political party to occupy it too.
This makes me feel very excited, this idea of this launch of this political party. When we were up at Waitangi, I actually interviewed Brian Tamaki on this and said to him, look, are you interested in going into politics yourself? And he said, no, I'm not, and almost said that he wouldn't lower himself to that kind of career.
TVNZ's Jessica Much-Mackay on TVNZ's Breakfast Show on Thursday, fired up by the news of Brian Tamaki going into politics again.
He has a really strong following and he will be a political power. And I think it'll be really interesting to see how it develops this afternoon. So as a political geek, I'm very excited to see how this plays out.
But it turned out it was Brian's wife and business partner, Hannah Tamaki, heading up the new party, which they insisted will not just be a Christian outfit. The New Conservatives, successor to the party that Colin Craig led in 2014, is still around as well. But while the sudden surge in politics and Christianity got the media excited, the global leader of a Christian church with tens of thousands of Kiwi followers visited New Zealand this week and even met with the Prime Minister without making a single headline here. But there was lots, however, on the Mormon Newsroom's YouTube channel.
In Wellington, New Zealand, the nation's capital, President Russell M. Nelson of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints continued his 9-day Pacific ministry by meeting with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Speaking on the lawn outside Parliament, 94-year-old Russell Nelson praised Jacinda Ardern.
I think the world will discover that they've got a real leader here.
It's an unlikely scenario, a young mother leading a great nation, a peacemaker, a policymaker, consensus giver. We're very impressed with her. She'll have a great future.
However, Jacinda Ardern's success was bittersweet for the media in Utah, where the Mormon Church is headquartered. Though Jacinda Ardern was raised as a Mormon, she no longer belongs to the church. And under the headline, "It's Mormonism's Loss That New Zealand's Dynamic Leader Couldn't Find a Home in the Faith," the Salt Lake City Tribune newspaper said this.
"It's our loss when a woman so smart, so driven, and so absolutely awesome feels there's no place for her in Mormonism. Unfortunately, she's far from alone in her generation in being alienated by the church's relentless emphasis on what it calls the traditional family."
Now, while he was here, President Nelson announced a huge new Mormon temple would be built in Auckland, and he spoke to thousands, including Dame Valerie Adams, who said this to the travelling Mormon media team.
"His message tonight really hit home for us. The world today is so hard. If we have someone like the Prophet to help direct us, to guide us, to counsel us, and it's important for us to have that."
But while all this was big news in Utah this past week, absolutely none of it made the news here, even at a time when our political correspondents were preoccupied by the part that Christianity might play in our party politics from now on. Well, that's all we have for you in Media Watch this weekend, but we'll be back again at about 10:30 next Wednesday night with Midweek Media Watch.